This is KNKX News. The name Manuel Ellis has been a rallying cry at recent protests against police brutality and racism in Tacoma. Ellis is a black man who died in respiratory distress while in police custody in March. Activists say they see parallels with the story of George Floyd in Minneapolis. KNKX's Will James was at a vigil that marked 3 months since Ellis' death.
Hundreds of people gathered at the Tacoma street corner where Ellis died. The Pierce County Medical Examiner's Office says the cause was respiratory arrest while Ellis was restrained by Tacoma police officers. Police say they had approached Ellis outside on a residential street and then an altercation started. The nationwide protests sparked by Floyd's death in Minneapolis has drawn new attention to the case. Monet Carter Mixon is Ellis's sister.
Not just in Tacoma, not just in Seattle, not just in Washington. The whole globe is going to know about Manuel Ellis. They're going to know about what happened here in Tacoma, Washington on March 3rd.
Ellis was 33. Family members say he was a musician who loved his children, nieces, and nephews. The Pierce County Sheriff's Department is preparing a final report on the circumstances of his death. The four Tacoma police officers involved have been placed on administrative leave. Activists at the vigil called for the officers to be fired and charged with crimes. Moo Knowles, a Tacoma resident, says he was there to seek justice for Ellis, but also to find community.
And to really just be with other black folks, to be honest, like I'm really needing that right now during these moments. It feels good. It feels good to be with people that, you know, have similar experiences as you and people who are mourning and grieving just like you right now.
He says at a time when many black activists are fighting for systemic change, it was a moment to grieve and reflect on the lives that are at stake. Will James, KNKX News.